Nigel, congratulations.
Thank you.
It must be a great feeling to win a game like that, but to win a game that you actually deserve to win as well must make all the difference.
That is the most satisfying aspect. The result is obviously ultimately what we're looking for, but to do it in the manner in which we did it today, which we thought was thoroughly deserved. We got a little bit fortunate, I think, just before half time, Benteke missed a header. In terms of creating chances and efforts on goal, I thought we had the better of it. And then a bit lucky with the first goal, I suppose, a deflection. Theirs was a bit fortunate the way it got to him as well, the equaliser. But there's no doubt about the winning goal.
They seem to carry out your game plan to the letter today. Everybody seemed to be doing their job to the absolute optimum. Is that how you saw it?
That was how we needed it. We said before, we need everybody to be on the top of the game today and to work their socks off, which they did. And it's even more remarkable when you consider that the majority of those lads, that's the fourth game in, 12, 13 days now, whatever. I'm not too sure how many of the Villa lads have played all three games over Christmas or all four games now. So it's even more of a remarkable effort from the players that were out there. Thought the skipper led by example and was magnificent today.
Strongest team he could have put out as well, Paul Lambert, today.
Well, that's it. That says an awful lot. We weren't sure, with his comments and people said in the week. We had a sneaky feeling. He just said honestly what he believes and his priorities with the Premier League, but he still doesn't want to lose the games. So he's still going to put the best side out he can.
You talk about players who stood out. I thought Maguire was terrific. Handling somebody like Benteke, who might be out of form a little bit at the moment, but nonetheless, that is no mean feat keeping him quiet, is it?
No, great experience for him as well today. He's only 20, don't forget, and to play here and to mark somebody like him. And we've got to use this now as a platform as well. We've used the last few weeks as well with only a few defeats. We want to go on and build on this for the rest of the season.
You had a go, but you had a go with a smile on your face as well. It's nice to see a team actually enjoying themselves in a game like that.
You've seen training yesterday afternoon. We just had three games in 10 days and we trained up at St George's Park and we just had half an hour or so. The lads were laughing, joking, and if you don't tell them they're tired, they're not going to feel it. They've had plenty of rest over Christmas as well. The balance has been right there. And then you see the rewards today. That's how we play. We want to be positive and we want to enjoy it. No point in getting frightened. It's a game of football. There's nothing to be frightened of.
And what a goal to win it. I mean, Ryan Flynn, he's dug that out from somewhere. The keeper's getting nowhere near that, is it?
Nowhere. We were thinking about bringing him off. We brought Jose off because there was two or three just looking a little bit tired. I'm aware of what they've done over Christmas. But he's just cut in and caught it beautiful. But I thought from the start of the second half, you're 1-0 down, you can come out and you can sit back or you can be positive. And I thought with the way we played for 20, 25 minutes of the second half, that's the best we've played in since we've been here.
And the fans, Nigel, what volume, what noise, 6,000 of them.
You wouldn't believe the players we've just been talking about in there with Jose and a couple of lads and saying, when you're tired and you're running across the back four chasing a little bit and then you hear 5,000 or 6,000 people behind you, it gives you that added little bit, that added little spring in your step just to go that extra yard and work that extra bit harder. So I know the fans haven't had much to cheer about this season and a bit of the time, but it's as much for them and as special for them today.
And for you, where does this rank?
I don't think about it, obviously.
As a manager, it's got to be right up there, isn't it?
I never think in terms of that, honestly, in terms of personal stuff. I just think about the terms of the team, what it means to the supporters and the club and everything. It's not a personal thing at all.
Home tie next, is that what you'd like? You've had three on the spin away from home now.
That would make a nice change, certainly, to try and get one at Bramall Lane. But just to get through now, we don't mind anything. It's been an incredible achievement to get to this stage. Even winning at Colchester, winning at Cambridge, now we won at Aston Villa. It's been three ties away from home, without even a replay as well.
Yeah.
And we've scored, 7 goals in that time as well? Brilliant stuff.
Credit to you, because they're not your players. That you've inherited this squad, really, haven't you? I don't know what you've done, but can you give us any clues as to how you've managed to turn a team who were so low on confidence to a team that's now lost 1 in 10?
Well, they turn it around themselves because of their work rate, first of all. They're working their socks off. They're doing it with a smile on their face. And that's half the battle. Mm.
And in terms of the coming weeks, in terms of transfer business, how active are you going to be now? You've got a free week?
Yeah, we're going to try and get 2 or 3 loans in, certainly. Got a bit of business to do, but it might be towards the end of the window. Say the 13 or 14 that we're operating with at the moment, we're very, very happy with. As long as they keep giving us that, we'll give them a chance.
Striker, the priority still, is it?
Yeah, well, we've got Shaun Miller on the bench today, so he came on for the last few minutes. But yeah, I think we need to get some help for Ports, because he might be in a wheelchair by the end of the season. He'd be that tired.
How is he, by the way?
He's got a nasty cut on his head, and he you saw, he ran his socks off again for 90-odd minutes today. I thought he played very well. I think they struggled to handle him at times. He held the ball up lovely for us. Fancied him this chance just after it went 1-1. Mm. Very similar to the one he put in at Warsaw. But yeah, it was a good all-round performance from him.
Hey, look, brilliant stuff. Well done today.
Thank you.
Cheers.